Visa asked independent businesses like mine what it means when people choose to shop local.
I don't think people realise the impact they have when they choose to shop at our local butchers. It gives us a real boost and a lift that we need to carry on.
When we get an online order, we are so excited. We get a ka-ching noise on our phone and we can't wait to see who it's from.
By shopping local, your small choice makes a big difference to a family business like ours.
To you, it's shopping. To them, it's everything. Visa. Where you shop matters.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Kaylee sent us a message, and it may be one of the strangest confessions that we've ever heard. I think that's fair to say, right, Kelly?
Sure, I think so.
Okay. Kaylee, hi, first of all, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good, and thank you for allowing us to talk to you, because when we got your message, we're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And so I'll just toss it over to you. Like, walk us through what you messaged us.
Yeah, I know. And I know it's like pretty random, but I don't know. I just like, I felt alone with this. So I kind of just need your opinion or something. I'm pretty nervous. Okay. I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
I eat Coffee Mate coffee creamer, like, straight from the jar with a spoon.
You make a...
So that's the first time I've said it out loud.
So, wait, hang on. So, like, you don't put it in your coffee, you put it in your spoon and you eat it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I still will. I'll use, like, a different creamer for my coffee, but I'll just, like, eat straight.
Okay.
I know, and like, I know what's going through your head. I know it sounds nasty and everything. Like, I thought so too until I tried it. And I don't know. It's like, don't ask me why I tried it, but I feel like, you know, sometimes I like to challenge myself and kind of play my own fear factor sort of thing. And I don't know. There's like quarantine boredom,
right.
You know?
Yes, no, I get it. So if you put it on a scale, how good is Coffee Mate coffee creamer?
Okay, I'm not even going to lie. I think it might be one of the top best three things I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh. So you've since discovering this, you've, I'm sure, told people, right?
Yeah. I, like, told my friends and stuff, and they think I'm crazy, which, like, I don't blame them. It does sound weird, but like, until you try it, then you will know I'm not crazy. So I don't know. I just like wanted to know if anybody else has tried this to see if I actually am crazy. I don't know.
Eating Coffee Mate straight.
Yes.
I love it. Like, I'm a coffee drinker, but I like it without anything in it. So that is something new and wild, and I appreciate that you came to us just to toss that out there.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely wasn't easy.
Thank you, Kaylee. I got a text from a listener. I watched all the My Strange Addictions yesterday. Coffee creamer ain't nothing, LOL. Yeah, that
oh,
is...
Oh, well, there you go. That should make her feel better.
Right, exactly. There are plenty of people who eat stranger things that are out there. Yeah, and JR texted in and said, are we talking about the powder? Yeah, I think so. I think she's talking about just taking spoonfuls...
Because there's liquid creamers, too, which doesn't seem all that weird.
Right, that's like just drinking, like, sweetened, like, milk or cream or something like that. So...
Yeah, that's like my daughter loving Chick-fil-A sauce without dipping her nuggets in it. She just likes it straight.
Yeah, just drinking that stuff straight, for sure. Kaylee, Kylie texts in and says, I love the creamer. I hate the taste of coffee. Plain. So she might be on board.
You're a coffee drinker, Ben. Do you like, is this like up your alley? Would you try this? Because I don't drink coffee.
Well, I don't think coffee has anything really to do with it other than the fact that you use it to put in coffee. But
sure, but you're more familiar with coffee products. That's a coffee product. There's no reason for me to ever touch a coffee product because I don't drink coffee.
Right. Powdered Coffee Mate. And I'm thinking, like, do we have that here just floating around the radio station? Because if we do, I might have to try that.
Oh, no. A little Ben Davis fear factor?
I mean, Ricky texts in and says, hey, I used to drink the small single Coffee Mate creamer little packets when I was a kid, like I was taking a shot. Yeah, those were always fun to do. Anyways, if you want to, like, I don't know if this spins into some sort of, hey, confess your own weird food, like, oddities, things that you like or not, but you can. 502-571-9970. I will say there are a lot of people putting powdered things in their mouths, and I'm all for that. So I will try this here in just a quick sec. Estea's on the phone. Go ahead.
I like ramen noodles with peanut butter in it.
When you say that, are you saying you like cooked ramen noodles?
Yeah, with peanut butter in it.
You know, honestly, Estea, I can see how that would work because, you know, in a lot of Thai dishes, there's peanut butter. You put peanut butter in, like, pad Thai and things like that, so.
Exactly. It's not that weird. And I started doing it when I was pregnant, and I just can't stop doing it now. I love it.
Oh, I love that.
A lot of pregnancy cravings stick around, yeah.
Roxanne says, I drink pickle juice straight from the jar. You know what? That is something I do, too.
Yeah, my sister did that as a kid.
Yeah. Pickle juice time. Straight from the jar. Jen.
I definitely had an issue as a kid. I would get in trouble by my mom because I would constantly steal it.
I love how you said I had an issue when I was a kid with coffee creamer.
I really did. It was so bad.
That is funny. So you would eat the powdered stuff.
Yes, the powdered stuff, like, she would have this jar of sugar, and she would have the jar of the Coffee Mate creamer, and I would, like, dip into the jar of the Coffee Mate creamer. I would, like, try to make sure that it was even, so yeah. She wouldn't know I was taking it.
Oh, my gosh, that is hysterical.
But as an adult, no, like, I have no urge or want to eat it. It was a kid thing, though.
Jen, your mom was like, Jen! Will you put that coffee creamer down?
I got in so much trouble, yes.
And you're like, Mom, it wasn't me. And you've got coffee creamer residue all over your face. Thank you so much for the call.
No problem.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Okay, so.
It's a powder consistency that I kind of have a problem with. But, like, you know, Caitlin was saying, it's like Nesquik chocolate powder by the spoonful, which I could and should be on board with because I'm a chocoholic, but I'm like, it's more like, I'm more like syrup, Hershey's syrup.
Right.
I'll just drink that.
Now, several text messages are rolling in, kind of siding with your daughter, Ava, who's like, hey, may not be that weird, but I do Chick-fil-A sauce instead of pizza sauce on my pizza.
Delicious. That's a new.
J-Rock texts in and says, I wonder how many people are going to be trying spoonfuls of coffee creamer today. All right, well, here, let's go ahead.
Including Ben.
I'm going to say, this is the very first time I've ever done this as well, myself. Just a spoonful.
So is that liquid or is that powder?
No, it's powder. It's the Coffee Mate coffee creamer powder. Ken texts in and says, be careful, you can choke on dry powders. Oh, I didn't think about that. All right, well, don't do this at home,
there's a danger factor here.
Okay. Okay. Is this a good enough spoonful? I mean, like.
Oh, that's a healthy spoonful.
Wow.
That's really healthy. Okay. Oh, Amanda says hot dogs and sour cream, not on the bun, though.
Ooh. Ooh, you know what? I've heard that. All right. All right. So Coffee Mate, coffee cream. I'm just going to try it.
Oh, wow. You just went all in. Oh, that doesn't look like it's going well. You don't look like you're enjoying it.
No.
Are you going to puke?
Hang on.
Are you not spitting?
My mouth is very, very dry right now.
Stop talking.
It almost went right down my throat.
I'm gagging for you. That's what he said.
All right. I ate it and I swallowed.
Where is your chaser? You haven't chased it down with anything yet.
I actually have
coffee.
Do you
even have your coffee? Okay, that would make sense. That's probably the best chaser ever.
You know what? Ken, who texted in, you're right. You got to be careful when you're eating powdered things because it sucks all the moisture out of your mouth, makes your mouth dry, and then you suck in you inhale the powder.
Yes. Because your mouth is saying this should have liquid with it.
But I will say this is a gluten-free snack and lactose-free. I will say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm not going to say it's the top 3 things, but I mean, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
You like that?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here.
You don't typically put that in your coffee to begin with,
no,
right?
I never put Coffee Mate coffee creamer. Now, my father-in-law does it all the time. Puts okay. Coffee Mate coffee creamer in, but I could see where Kaylee enjoys the Coffee Mate straight.
You're on Team Kaylee now.
I think I'm turning over a new leaf. Are you going to start your day with a spoonful
of Coffee Mate and then swig the coffee? No?
I can't say that I would. I can't lie to you right now in front of your face and just say, yeah, I'm going to start my day with a spoonful of Coffee Mate. But
it wasn't the most horrible, horrific thing you've had in your mouth.
No, I've had worse in my mouth.
That's great. People are just tuning in right now and going, what is happening? Rhonda's like, is this put strange things in your mouth day? It's kind of turning out to be that.
Putting strange things in your mouth day.
Yeah, it's kind of turning out to be that.
Comment below or text in with what you have found to be strange oddities when it comes to food.